In his decades-long career, South African folk musician Vusi Mahlasela has performed with top acts around the world, from John Legend to Ladysmith Black Mambazo. But his latest album is a throwback to his roots. The album, called Shibin Queen, is a tribute to his late grandmother. She supported her family with a small informal bar, or shibin, in Pretoria's Mamelodi Township in the 1960s and 70s. Mahlasela says he wanted to recreate the songs he heard performed at his grandmother's bar, and to do so, he recorded Shibin Queen live, outdoors, and on the same street in Mamelodi where his grandmother once lived.
I dedicate this album to my late grandmother, Ida, who studied the shibin. It's also dedication to the music that was played then, which is the variety of styles of typical accent of South African music styles, Mbakanga, Marabi, Kwela, and Mbube.
Mahlasela says his grandmother started brewing and selling beer to make ends meet after she was forcibly displaced from her previous home and settled in Mamelodi. At the time, South Africa was under the crush of apartheid. Mahlasela says police would frequently raid the bar and arrest his grandmother. But despite the hardship, Mahlasela says the bar was a place where working folks came together to find joy and relaxation, including in the music that spilled across the tables and into the street.
There were quite a lot of people coming from different places in Johannesburg, Pretoria, Durban, Malawi, Zimbabwe. So it was a place where my grandmother championed the social cohesion. And just like today, you know, like a barman, if you're a barman, you listen to quite a lot of people's stories, their plans, and then also when they are hurt, their sad stories, when they are happy. So my grandmother could also listen to all that.
One song inspired by such barroom tales is Ithemba Lami, a man's lament for the woman who left him. Mahlasela says the music of the shibin is the music of South Africa. He hopes that his album can help raise the profile of those old styles and the artists who pioneered them.
You know, the music that was played of the Masatini and Hotela Queens, the Dusty Sisters and everything, whatever. These were the people who were exporting our culture and our music outside South Africa to the States, to Europe and all that, championing our music. This is our typical sound that we need to pride ourselves with, just like Jamaica, where they have rubber-stamped reggae as their music and championed it. My drive here is to champion our accent and our own, you know, typical music.
Fittingly, one song on the album is called Mkulo, which is Kosa for music.
The lyrics are saying music was there before we were born, and the music is still here. Music makes the work to go smoothly, and music takes away the boredom.
With the COVID-19 pandemic raging in South Africa and the world, there's plenty of boredom to go around as people stay in their homes. Mahlasela himself isn't going on tour just yet to promote the album, but he says he hopes these kinds of songs can once again bring some joy, just like they did at his grandmother's shibin in Mamelodi.
Through this COVID-19, it has been really difficult for a lot of artists, you know, here in South Africa, musicians, and not only here in South Africa, everywhere. But I think this is the time whereby people need some kind of a relief in some way, some kind of entertainment, and then stories that will uplift them. And I think this album will do that.
Shibin Queen was released in August by ATO Records. I'm Jason Patinkin in Washington.